Yudches Tammuz, day after Shavuot Tammuz, Women's Shir, Wednesday, Shara Bitochon. We'll start again, Perek Aleph. We're starting to learn about how to develop Bitochon, and in Perek Aleph he defines it. And it's just a few lines, and the definition of Bitochon is we use the English word to rely on Hashem, and his point in Perek Aleph is not talking about Hashem. Perek Aleph does not talk about Hashem. Perek Beis doesn't talk about Hashem till the end. He wants to talk about the word bitachon. Perek Aleph tells us that to rely on someone, if you mean it, you're not just using a word. It means you are calm and you don't feel any pressure. It's not up to you. You outsourced it to someone else and you trust that person. That's what he's going to talk about in Perek Beis. Having outsourced it to someone else, why are you calm? Maybe you should be more nervous. So that's what he's going to talk about in Perek Beis. Perek Aleph is giving you the definition. You gave it over to someone else, and you are calm. That's the definition of bitachon. It's mamash. It's not just to rely on someone means that you are calm. And obviously, Perek Beis will follow. He will go through the things in Perek Beis that allow you to be calm. You trust the person. You know the person won't mess you up, etc., etc., etc. But the definition, that's such a powerful sentence. The essence of bitachon is not frumkeit. The essence of bitachon is that you are calm. I'm relying on that person. I can go about my business and other things. You're relying on that, on the object of your bitachon, because not necessarily Hashem. He's giving a definition of the word. You're relying on the person. This will be elaborated on in Perek Beis, but here it's just obvious you need for the definition that you're relying on the person to do what's good for you. In whatever matter you're relying on that. You're relying on the bank, you're relying on your boss, anything. He's talking about the definition. When we talk about bitachon, we're talking about relying on the object of your bitachon in a way that you are calm, you have menuchas nefesh, because you're relying on that object of your bitachon to do what's best for you. What's benachon means proper. See, best we'll learn, and this is the nesayon or the difficulty. Best doesn't mean what we call best. We have very limited vision and we want a pleasure filled life with no problems. Nachon means it's appropriate, it's good, it's proper. Fiyacholto v'daito, according to the object of your bitachon's ability and his knowledge, v'meshem apik tovaso. Every word here is going to be elaborated on in Perek Beis. Here he's just saying, you're relying on someone or something that has your best interests at heart and is capable of doing whatever you're relying on him for or it for, and he knows he's going to do what's good for you, what's best for you, what's appropriate for you, and he knows what's good for you and what's appropriate for you. So then, this is all why you're going to become. Aval ha'ikar, but then he says, wow. But the main, but one, a major thing, that you can end up relying on someone, and if this is missing, you can't possibly rely on someone. See, now when we say you can't rely on someone, we will have, you have to have in mind, the definition is to rely on someone in a way that you are calm. From now on, whenever we use the word rely, and we say you can rely, you can't rely, we are using the definition of Perek Aleph. Rely means I'm calm. I gave it over to someone, I'm relying on that person to take care of it, and I'm calm. Because the person's going to do it, and he's capable of doing it, and he knows what to do, and he's going to do his best for me, etc., etc., etc. We're going to learn all of those details in Perek Beis. It's all logical details. If I gave homework now and said, make a list of what you expect of the object of your bitachon, what you expect of that person or thing, could be a cash machine by the bank, right? Make a list of what you would expect that would allow you to have bitachon and be calm. So you would come up, I'm sure, with the Chavis of Avos' list that he's capable of doing for me, that he knows what's good for me, that he has my interests at heart, that he's not too busy with other things, that he's not lazy, that he's not going to get distracted, etc. Right? Chavis of Avos is pure logic.
We want to reach the Madrega of Bitachon. V'mipoked lo yimotzei bitachon. If this is missing, you won't be able to have bitachon. Again, and definition being, I'm calm. I have menuchas nefesh. Hu sheyia libo batuach v'misha yiftach bo. I'm relying on the object of my bitachon. Sheyikayim masha omar. That he'll do what he said. He'll be, in Hashem's case, it means he'll be meitiv. That's what Hashem says. He's a meitiv. V'yasa masha orev. And he will go beyond that. He'll do for me even if I don't deserve it. And it's so interesting that he threw that in, because he knows that we walk around plagued with guilt that we don't deserve to have good things happen to us. And he says, no, part of bitachon is that the object of your bitachon is going to do for you even if beyond what you would expect, because even if you don't deserve it, he'll do it b'chesed. Even if he didn't say he'll do it, even if you broke your part of the deal, etc. Now this is going to be qualified in a later perek, according to the Chavis Halvavos. Now, according to the Chavis Halvavos, someone who intentionally violates Hashem's will cannot expect Hashem to just go on doing things for him. That's the Chavis Halvavos Shita. Other Rishonim Acholik. We'll see what that is when we get up to there. I'm just saying this part will be qualified later. Practical example is that if Hashem would do Midas Hadin with me, my foot will never get better. I don't want to say what. Please don't make me do it in public. If Hashem will give me what I deserve, the practical example is a bank. I'm relying on the bank to register my deposit. They're going to register it, right? But they say they're only going to register it if I sign my name on the bottom of the deposit slip, and I give it into them, and I didn't sign my name. I forgot. So they're going to, Hashem will. They won't. So I can't be calm because, oh my goodness, did I sign the deposit slip or not? I'm not calm. With Hashem, you be calm. I know. I did my best. I tried. I ran to the bank. I did. I didn't sign the deposit slip. Don't worry, Hashem's.
But you didn't do it.
You can be calm, right? If you then I'm going to show them who's boss.
Right.
This is my money. They're not going to tell me what to do. I don't want to sign the deposit slip. But that's an exception, and rather not everybody holds of that exception, and let's wait till a later perek, because I don't want to right away say the exception under qualification, because here, and in perek Beis, and in perek Gimel, Chavis Halvavos says it without qualification. You will only be able to rely on someone. It's a psychological point. Again, definition of rely, the way he's using the word, is I'm calm. You will only be able to do that if you know the object of your bitachon will go beyond the rules. Why? Because we always mess up. And we're always afraid we don't deserve it. And we can't really always stick to the rules. And if he's going to stick to the rules, then, if the boss would only give me my paycheck if I work every minute of the day, this is a halachic shaila, I don't mean to give any sort of heter to not work every minute of the day. One of the scariest things is if we learn Cheshem Mishpat, how a worker that's paid by the hour, how they're supposed to work, and it's very frightening because there's very little halachic leeway. But, we assume the boss knows I'm going to stand by the water cooler and I'm going to schmooze a little. So if he wants to, he could say, I'm deducting from your paycheck because I'm assuming you stood by the water cooler or by the coffee machine for 12 minutes a day, 22 minutes a day, okay, and I'm deducting, right? But he doesn't do that. So I'm relying on him to get my paycheck, but I'm nervous because how much is he going to deduct this week? Is he going to treat me with Midas Hadin? I think this is a term we're familiar with, and that would help us understand this more fully. Not Midas Hadin. If everything would be Midas Hadin, we know from Chumash and Rashi, if Hashem would have made the world with Midas Hadin, nobody would make it. right? The world couldn't exist. He had to be Meshatef Midas HaRachamim. Now really, theologically, that's a funny sentence, because Hashem is Hashem. So he could have made a world in which which would be able to hack it with Midas HaDin. Hashem is in charge of everything. So it's a funny sentence to read that Rashi if you're like aware and you have somewhat of a grasp of what Hashem is. You say, Hashem made the world with Midas HaDin and he saw it wouldn't be able to function, so he had we're talking about Hashem, like he doesn't change his mind. Hashem doesn't say whoops. You know, whoops. There's a reason he because there is Midas HaDin. Tzaddikim want Midas HaDin. That's why we'll see Tzaddikim are afraid that their Averos will mess them up, because they want Hashem to treat them with Midas HaDin. Tzaddikim want to be treated with Midas HaDin, because the more Midas HaDin, the less Nahama de Kisufa there is. Have you ever heard that term? Bread of shame. That's a very basic concept, that the reason Hashem made this whole Bechira business and didn't just have us live in Gan Eden and live happily ever after is because he wanted us to earn what we get, because it's much more satisfying and much more gishmak if we earn. Now if you're alert, you'll say to yourself, why did Hashem wire a person that way? Hashem could do anything. Whenever you say Hashem did this, you should, I mean, if you want to be a deep thinker, you should ask yourself, well, but why did Hashem wire people? Why didn't he wire us that's the most gishmaka thing in the world is to get a freebie? There's an answer, my ladies. The answer is because we have to be like Hashem. So Hashem wants us to be independent, meaning to earn, to deserve it, to earn it. Just like Hashem doesn't get anything from anyone. Hashem has everything. Hashem doesn't need anyone. He doesn't. By the same token, Hashem wants people to earn what they get, and this way they're like Hashem. They deserve it. They're not getting a freebie. Hashem doesn't get freebies. Hashem doesn't get anything. Hashem is, right, Hashem is everything. Hashem doesn't need anything from anyone. Hashem is like the ultimate independent force.
Wait a minute, isn't it all a freebie? So you go through the motions, but at the end it's a freebie from Hashem. It's not your motions.
Well, do you mean Midas HaRachamim, or do you mean the very fact that Hashem created the world? It's a freebie in that sense, yes, but it's not a freebie. If I say, hey, I bought you a present, you always wanted this present, but you tell your child, you're going to have to earn it. I bought it for you, yes, but I'm not just going to give it to you. If you get, you know, if whatever you want to say to your child, if whatever you want to say to him, right? So then he has the satisfaction of having earned it. But yes, you did get it for him in the first place, right? So that's... Now, what Hashem did is strike the... We're getting off topic now. So the best world would have been a world that Midas HaDin. And that's why Hashem, you know, so to speak, at first wanted to make the world that Midas HaDin. Because that's the perfect world. But Hashem didn't want us to be that uppity. Hashem wanted us to always be cognizant of what you just asked. That we owe Hashem. And if we just meet us HaDin, the real meaning of Lo Yochel Olam Liskayim, it would mean people would start believing that they taka deserve it. So he said, no, I'm going to make a world, I'm going to wire people, I'm going to wire the world that you can't hack it in meet us HaDin. You always need me, Hashem says. Now, tzaddikim minimize that as much as they can. They want Midas HaDin. And they say, no, I don't want Hashem's rachamim. I want din. It depends, it's different. Okay, really, this is something not for now. Getting back to the Chedes Halvavos, Perek Aleph.
the definition of bitachon, always remember this because it's going to always come up. Do I have bitachon? The answer is, are you stressed? Are you nervous? Yes? No, you don't have bitachon. Definition of bitachon is, you have menuchas nefesh. Total menuchas nefesh. Well, total bitachon is total menuchas nefesh. On a scale of 1 to 10, if your bitachon is holding by a 5, so you have menuchas nefesh. On a scale of 1 to 10, you have a 5. It's not absolute because we grow, we progress. We have our whole lives to work on bitachon. But the point of relying is relying on a way that I am not nervous because someone else is taking care of it. And he throws in, is taking care of it even if it's nadav of a chesed, meaning even if I don't fully deserve it. And it's amazing the insight that otherwise I won't be calm. I won't be calm because I know I messed up.
Is impatience a lack of bitachon? Like, let's say you're trying to get your child into a school, or you're trying to make a shidduch for your child, whatever, you're just waiting for the other side to say yes or no.
There's a difference between impatience and stress.
But impatience can cause stress.
So it shouldn't be stressed, but you can be. Impatience is a different midah. Different midah. You know, I'm impatient. I wish it was here already. I wish I knew already what's going to happen. Yeah. But stress means, what's going to happen? You know, don't worry. What's going to happen is going to be the best thing for you. And Hashem's taking care of it. And it's not up to you. I mean, if you ask someone to do you a favor, you can be impatient till they do it. But if you're nervous that they won't do it, that's already stress. That's Perek Aleph. Now, Perek Beis is, well, how do you achieve that? How do you rely on something or someone in a way that you're not stressed at all? That seems to be pretty amazing. That's a tall order. So the Chavis HaLevavos doesn't talk about Hashem. We're not talking about Hashem. It's going to turn out that only Hashem, it's only possible by Hashem. But anybody you say, oh, I'm relying on that person to make a deposit for me. So now you have a checklist. Are you really going to be stress-free? So let's go through the checklist. What happens if something else comes up and he can't do it? So you have to worry about that. If you really, really, really need a deposit, you're going to be stressed. So now he's going to list 7 things, and they're not frumkeit. This is pure logic. As I tell you, if I gave you homework to come up with this, you could come up with these almost all of the 7 things yourselves, because it's all logical. And you may be able to come up with more than 7 things, but I don't know. The covers of all this pretty much covers the whole gamut of what do you need to be stress free when you're relying on something. Not yourself, someone else, something else, whatever that power, whatever that may be. Perek Beis, achasibos, the items, the things, the reasons, asher behen yitochen habitochon mehaboteach al habruim, which would make it possible for you to have bitochon. Again, you can have bitochon if the word bitochon is just a word that means rely. I could say, yeah, I relied on my wife to make lunch for me today, you know. It's a cheap word. We're talking about the reliance of Perek Aleph. Always remember that. The reliance that says, I could be I have menuchas nefesh, I could be calm. That's the definition. That's always important to remember. Hein Sheva. My alternate name for the Chavis HaLevavos is the Book of Lists. And here's the 7 things. He will, at the end of the perek and the beginning of the 3rd perek, go through these 7 things vis-a-vis Hashem. But now, he wants you to develop bitachon. He wants just to be logical. He's saying, first of all, bitachon means you're calm. That's what I mean. That's his definition. That's what we're talking about. I am totally calm. I'm relying on the power that's going to take care of this, that's going to do it, that's responsible for doing whatever has to be done. Now he says, okay, again, if you want to follow bitachon, you have to really understand Perek Aleph completely. We're talking about that I am calm. That's the goal. That's my goal. That's what I want to reach. Okay. Now Perek Beis says, realize that there are 7
qualities in the object of your bitachon that you will, that, that the object of your bitachon will have to have in order for you to have bitachon, as per Perek Aleph. Seven things. We're going to make a list of seven things. Achas Me'en, number one, is that the person cares about me, wants what's good for me. He uses the lashon loves me, harachamim, the hachemlo, the ha'ahava. The person cares about me, has compassion on me, loves me. Not the person, the object of my bitachon. That's what I keep saying. Ki ka'odam, kshehu yodea, if the person doesn't care about me, then how can I rely on him to do anything? How can I be calm that he'll do it if he doesn't care about me? So then if anything else comes up, he'll just drop it. Like, you know, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He could make this deposit to me. Okay. But he doesn't really care that I should have the money in the bank. He doesn't care about me. So he'll, so he said, okay, he'll do it, you know. And then he'll get this, you know, a million things could happen if he does. Number one is he has to care about you. He has to like you. He has to love you. He wants goods. He wants this. He loves you. He cares about you. That's number one. Ki ha'odam kshu yodea b'chaveu shimurachem b'chomel olav yiftach bo. He will thus be able to rely on him. V'tanuach nafshu olav, and he will be able tanuach nafshu. He'll have menuchas ha'nefesh b'chol ma sheyatvicheu mehen yonav. No matter how much I'm bothering him and whatever I'm relying on him to do, but I know that they care about me, right? It's like having a parent is like that. Your mothers know that the child relies on them because they know the mother loves them, and they know the mother cares about them, and they know the mother wants what's best for them. And so first is, I know the person cares about me and loves me. That's number one. The Hashem is, now he like speaks it out. Shehi yodea bo ima avoso. Number two is you have to know, together with the person's, the object of your bitachon's love for you, sheinenu misalei mimenu. He's not stam busy with other things. Right? He's busy with other things. Velo misatzel b'chetzo, or he's lazy, or he can't cope, or he's inundated with a million other things. So, you know, he'll get to you when he gets to you. But you can't rely. You're going to be nervous because he's busy. Maybe he doesn't have time for you. Avalhu yodea bo. But rather, you do know, shehu mishtadel umaskim la'asoso, that he's going to take care of this. He's not going to be distracted or lazy or unable to do it because he's busy with other things. And he speaks out to Chavis HaBodes. Ki em lo yizbar lo mimenu kol zeh, if you don't realize that, the person could love you from today till tomorrow, but if he's going to get busy with other things, or he's going to, he just has too many things to do, and he's not going to get to this. So you can't rely on him, even if he loves you to pieces, but he's busy with other things. Lo yeh bitchono alof shalem. You're not going to be able to rely on him. Again, shalem means as per Perek Aleph. The neshi yodea, I know his alum so, that he can not pay attention. V'rifyono b'chevtso. He doesn't daydream. His memory doesn't fail him. He doesn't get distracted. It's all nichlal in number two. Once you have these two things, mimashabotach bo, shtei midos elu, A, he speaks out everything, godel rachmanusu olav, he cares about me, he cares for me, you know, maybe cares about me is not precise enough, he cares for me, that's a more precise translation, he cares for me, he loves me and he cares for me. And he will say in Perek Gimel, more than I care for myself, more than anyone else cares for me. And that's going to be Hashem, obviously. V'rov hashkachoso alin yonov, so he cares for me, and he's totally on the ball. He's totally on top of things. He knows what's going on in my life. He knows what I need. He's there. He's looking. He sees. Then yiftach bo b'li safek. Then you could have bitachon. I mean, now we're going to go on to five more things. We're not finished. You say, well, he cares for me to the utmost, to the utmost, to the utmost, and I know he won't get busy with other things. But there's hashlishi, there's a number three. Sheyeh chazak, that no one could stop him from doing what he wants, right? Because there's other forces in the world. So who says he's going to be able to do it? Maybe he'll get to the bank, it'll be after 3 o'clock. They close the door in his face, they won't let him in. Sheyeh chazak, lo yinutzach, that he's almighty, all-powerful. Basher hu chafetz, he will be able to do whatever he wants. Velo yimna ehu moneya, no, there won't be any blocking. Nothing will be able to block him or it from doing what I'm expecting him to do. Because if he's not all powerful, how can I rely on him? Could be he loves me to pieces. Could be he's totally aware of what I need. You know, he's not able to. He can't be in two places at one time. He can't get into the bank after 3 o'clock. He can't do it. It's not his ability to do it. I need this job. He cares about me and he knows that I need the job, but he's not capable of talking the person into hiring me. You know, he doesn't have that yicholas. So how can I can't rely on him to get me the job. He's lacking number three. This is all logic. He has to care for me. If he doesn't care for you, forget it. The seder here, I think, is very... Badafka. The first one is it goes from the most poshut to the most subtle. The reason I say that is because in Perek Gimel he says over the seven things with a different order. And the Svarim say, they don't have an answer. But I have, after learning it for years with women, I came up with an answer. But right now, the order I'm saying is, it's a progression from the most pashut. You know, it's pashut, if he doesn't care about me, I can't rely on him. Yeah, but that's not enough. He has to know what I need. He has to be involved. He has to not get distracted by other things, right? And number three is he has to be able to do it, okay? Even if I know clearly Shumarachim Umashgiach, and he knows what I need and he's involved in my life and he's secretly looking at everything I need. Everything I need, from the smallest to the biggest, he knows everything I need. But Nehimona Devorim Emena Barovin Yonim, he can't do it. He can't perform magic. How can he do some things for me? V'chashi yiskabzu bo sholosh midas ha'elu. Ah! When you have these three things, yia bitochen olav yoser ro'oi. Okay, we're moving along the graph. Then I can rely on him more. I'm that much less stressed. We're not holding by the end yet. By the end of seven things. I stress again, he's talking logically. You could make your own list. If you think about it, what would allow me to rely on someone or something or somebody in a way that I will be totally calm? That the person, that they care about me, they really care about me. They want to be helpful. They like me, they love me, and they care about me. Number two is they're there. They're not busy with other things. They're in my life totally. They're mamish. They're a somechet. They're my shadow. They're my shadow. Hashem shomrecha. Hashem tzulcha. Yadiminecha. Hashem is my shadow. Hashem is there. He sees what I need. He knows what's going on in my life. He knows everything. And number three is he's capable. I keep saying Hashem. Number three, because he's still talking logic. You have to understand, because you're going to have to end up believing these things about Hashem. That's why it's important to understand them chutz from Hashem, because if you really want to develop bitachon, you have to, yes, I want to have bitachon, but that means I need to believe, this is about anybody that I want to have bitachon in, that the person cares about me, that the person knows what's going on in my life, knows everything I need, and is capable of helping me. Is capable, right? Or else how can you rely on them in a way that you're not stressed? Baravi, number four, Sheyia Yodeya Boafane Hotoelas Habotea Cholov. He knows what's good for me. He knows what I need. Vloyalamimenu Mashu Tovlo Benister Ubanira. He knows what's good for me in a subtle way. Minister, not everything that looks good is good. Right? If you do a survey about winning the lottery, you'll find out it was bad for them to win the lottery. It messed up most people that won the lottery went on to have miserable lives. Got divorced, dysfunctional families. Most people was bad. So this number four is, for me to rely on someone, I have to know. Right, I'm giving the person a deposit to make for me, and he knows that the dollar is going up tonight to 3.7 instead of 3.6. And I'll make a killing. So he knows what's best for me. So I'm relying on him to make the deposit, but he knows what's best for me. He knows my toelis in this inyan. He knows the toelis is to wait till tomorrow. And I know that, so I'm relying on him in a way that I am totally unstressed, because I know that he's going to do what's best for me, even if I don't know what's best for me. Otherwise, I can't be calm, or it would be a foolish calm, it would be a false calm, it would be a pseudo calmness. A real calmness is he knows what's best for me. V'lo yayola mimenu mashehu tov lo benistar, more subtly ubenira umasheyita bo inyano ki im lo yada kol zeh. How can I have menuchas nefesh relying on him? Maybe I'm going to get messed up. I'm thinking, oh, that's so great. And meanwhile, I'm getting messed up. I'm going to have that piece of nervousness in me that's going to think I'm getting messed up. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, can we really expect all these things from a person because everyone...
Oh, no. That's what the Chavis HaLavim... That's going to be the kicker. No, but it's important... If you want to develop bitachon, you have to understand intellectually all these things, because then the kicker is going to be who has all these seven things? Only Hashem. But if you just want to pay lip service, so you'll memorize the seven things and we'll all be happy and you'll go home, you have to think taka. Without this, I won't be able to rely on anyone, because I'll be nervous a little. And again, the definition of relying is perperic aleph. I'll be nervous. Yeah, of course, I'll be nervous if the person doesn't care for me to the utmost. I'll be nervous if he's not totally devoted to take care of me. I'll be nervous if he doesn't know what's best for me. No, that's number four. I skipped number three. I'll be nervous if he can't necessarily do what I expect him to do. And number four is I'll be nervous if he doesn't know what's good for me, right? I go pick up a prescription for me in the drugstore, and the druggist switched Chassidishon prescriptions and gave me the wrong medicine. He doesn't know. He's not capable of telling. He doesn't know. So he's going to bring me the wrong medicine. So if I don't go myself to pick it up, I'm going to be a little nervous. Maybe the drugstore gave him the... I'm just trying to think of Shalom. I'm going to be nervous. Maybe he's messing me up. He doesn't know it. It's not his fault. But I'm going to be a little nervous because he doesn't know what's really best for me. It's best for me to wait for tomorrow. It's best for me not to do the shidduch. It's best for me that, you know, I'll be nervous if I don't think the person knows what's really a toelis for me. Then I'll be nervous. Of course I'll be nervous. I'll be nervous that in his eagerness and wanting to please me, because he loves me and cares about me, I'll be nervous I'm getting messed up. That's number four.
When all these things come together, the toalosav, we're going backwards now because he wants to make sure you notice backwards and forwards. The toalosav was number four. The yecholto bohen was number three. The hasrov hashkachaso aleihen was number two. The chemloso olav was number one. Right? If you're reading it, he's going backwards. He's going over the things. He's going 4, 3, 2, 1. Then yechzak bitzchono mo mebeli safek. Ah, then you're going to more strongly be able to rely on him. But we still have three things to go. That was four. Number five is that there's a track record. This is such an interesting psychological idea. If the person or the object of my bitachon, if this is, yeah, I'll do for you, I love you, and I'm capable of doing this. How many times have you done this before? Never. But I'm telling you, I'll do great. So you'll be nervous. He was there for you. He did for you in the past, right? You look at where you are now. You know, where you were 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. He was there for you. Everything that happened in your life, he was there for you. If you don't believe that, then you won't be able to rely on him, because you'll say, oh, this is a new situation, and this never... How do I know he can handle this? The Gudulaso, the Ankuso, Unoruso, adolescence, Ubachruso, the Ishishuso, old age, Vizeknuso, Mamish old age, Atachlos and Yano. He was there, you know, he dealt with all different kinds of situations already. Then I could rely on him, because maybe something new is going to come up. It will be you'll be able to rely on him, you'll have menuchas nefesh, the yishoyin olav, and you'll be able to rely bavur mashakodem lo olav minatovos. Look where I am. Look, I'm alive now. I'm married. I have this, I have a house, I have this, I have... Even a person who doesn't have... You see, again, I'm slipping into Hashem. He wants us to conceptualize this independent of Hashem, because he wants us to understand what bitachon is. Number five is that the object of my bitachon has dealt with every conceivable situation already, has been there, there's a track record. How did I get that? He's helped me in the past. He's always been there for me. He's always come through. Otherwise, you won't be able to fully rely on him. Not fully in the sense of Perek Aleph. Because I'll be nervous that, what are you doing? How are they going to handle this? He's there for me. He's Kaseder doing things that are my toelas. Via Mechayev Cheskas Bitchonopo. That will allow me, it'll demand of me that I rely on him, because I see this is always going on. To talk about Hashem for a moment, it's like saying Adheinu Azrunu Achamecha Bolo Azavunu Chasodecha. Hashem has been there for me. I get to hear. It's a miracle. Hashem has been there for me. Oh, you know what that happened? Boy, Hashem saved me from that. Hashem saved me from that. Oh man, when I start thinking, person has to think that way. If you buy the new volume, see, I don't want to talk about Hashem. The new volume, there's a new Rabbi Levine, it's Tzaddik in Our Time, which is a wonderful book. You've all heard of it, I assume, no? Rabbi Levine, Tzaddik. So they made a new edition of it. So in the beginning of the new edition, he writes his autobiography, and it's just, they printed his autobiography that he said he wrote. He's writing to his children, so that he wants to write the Chasdei Hashem that went on in his life, that carried him through his life.
father, Olav HaShalom, also would many times, you know, when the family got together, the whole family, Hanukkah, sometimes Purim, Chalamoid, he would tell stories. He wants to tell how what Hashem did to him. Like he felt Hashem carried him his whole life. So that's number five. If you don't have that sense, but again, he's not talking about Hashem. If you don't have the sense that the person's been there for you and has done for you in all different kinds of situations, then you're not going to be able to rely on him, because you say, well, this he can't handle. Even if I have number three, that I know he can do anything, but I'm still, it's almost a psychological point the Chavis HaLodos is making. If I feel this is a new situation, so who knows? You know, he's Kol Yochol and everything, but who knows if he can handle this? But look at everything he's done. Look where he's brought me to. Look what he's done for me in the past. That's number five.
So yeah. Before you have bitachon, you've lived a life, and things have happened, and you didn't feel that it was for the best for you, and so you don't look back and trust, because you say, but this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and they didn't feel good, and it doesn't feel like it was the heat.
So you're gonna that person's going to have a problem developing bitachon, yes. And the solution is to learn Shaar HaBechina. What are you laughing for? I can't help it. It's like saying the solution is to learn Shaar HaBechina. And now you're starting to appreciate why the Chavis HaLodos put Shaar HaBechina second. After Shaar HaYichud, which is just belief in Hashem, and you know, the attendance in Shaar HaBechina fell, it got very boring. Because nobody wants to hear that we have to thank Hashem for our nose. Right? You don't want to hear that. But Shaar HaBechina covers the seven disciplines that he lays out. And he says, I'm going to spend a lot of time on biology, because that's the closest to a person. But it's biology, and it's astronomy, and it's history, and it's how you got to a personal history, national history. And if you person studies Shaar HaBechina, then he comes to me. And then he says, I don't know, Hashem wasn't that good to me. That sentence will never leave the person's mouth. Because if you learn Shaar HaBechina, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, the tovos that Hashem does. Because he's looking at the whole Bria, and he's studying his history, and he's studying this. So that's it. But you are very correct, and that's exactly the point he's making here. Yeah, if any of these seven things are missing, you can't have bitachon. That's a problem. That's why he's going b'hadrog. He's saying, bitachon means I'm totally calm. Menuchas nefesh. Now, Perek Beis is saying, well, let's logically figure out what you need to have Menuchas Nefesh when you're relying on someone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Maybe you can come up with another five things. Maybe. Number six. Sheyiyeh inyan aboteach kulo moser biyado. That the only person that can affect me, right, if the bank manager slams the door, so he's not going to be able to make the deposit. It's not up to him. So he could be kol yochol in the sense of he's capable of doing anything, but if there's someone else that could stymie what he's supposed to do, then it's totally up to the object of your bitachon. There's no one else that will be involved. And then he says a big chiddush, bein latov, bein lara. Because if I have a plan B, I won't rely on Mr. A. And that's, again, a deep psychological insight. I won't rely on Mr. A if I have a plan B, if I have a fallback position. Either Hashem will help me, or I'll talk to my uncle, and he'll help me. And we do think that way. We usually think the other way. I'll go to my uncle. That doesn't work. Well, there's always Hashem. Right? Hashem's the fallback position.
Maybe Hashem's plan is to talk to the uncle.
Absolutely he does. But then when you go to your uncle, you have to know that you're asking Hashem for the money, not your uncle. That's what bitachon demands of us. That as you're talking to your uncle, as you're getting the paycheck, you know that it's Hashem sending it.
The boss is just the channel through which he's doing it. I didn't say not to talk to the uncle. You have to talk to the uncle, usually. But that's what Bitochon demands of us, that it's Hashem. He's a shliach of Hashem. You have to get a doctor, etc. Okay, number six is that it's all up to, there's no one else involved in hurting me or in helping me. That's such a tremendous chiddush the Chavis Lubavitch says. Okay, I apologize. I have to stop exactly on time because I have an appointment with someone, and it's not fair.